Hi, and welcome to the magazine rack on Chris. I'm Emily. Today, I'll continue reading from the December 2024 edition of Prevention Magazine. Our first article is from the wellness section, titled, Good For You Gifts, Perfect Picks For Everyone You Love. Number 1. Petco Holiday Toys. Pets boost your happiness, and now it's time to boost theirs. For fur children with Christmas spirit, cat and dog advent calendars reveal a new active play toy or treat in each compartment, or choose a Hanukkah-themed goodie so pets can celebrate all 8 days. And you can purchase the advent calendar at petco.com for $15. Number 2. Giadzi Gift Box. Tins full of bonbons and cheese popcorn can derail even the best of healthy eating intentions, which is why we love Chef Giada De Laurenti's Eat Better, Feel Better box. It's filled with some of her go-to Mediterranean staples, extra virgin olive oil, Calabrian chili paste, organic sun-dried tomatoes, and artisan pasta from Italy. You can also add a copy of her latest cookbook featuring recipes she developed on her own journey to better health. And you can purchase that at giadzy.com for $78. Number 3. Barabi Plush Knit Cocoon. Wrapping oneself up in a warm blanket is the ultimate self-care move, and this super soft throw will relax even your most stressed out friends. Made from 100% recycled polyester, it comes in 3 neutral colors. And you can purchase the blanket at bearaby.com for $149. Number 4. Yield Candles. Soft, flickering light ignites a meditative vibe. Each of these candles is made from soy or coconut wax in a cotton wick, and their aromas come from essential oils, all of which makes for a cleaner burn. You can add a candle snuffer or a wick trimmer to round out the gift. And you can purchase the candle at getopenspaces.com for $12. Number 5. Ilia Lip Balm. For low-maintenance beauties, this tinted lip balm is a game-changer. With skin-friendly ingredients like rosehip oil and shea butter, it hydrates while lending subtle color. And you can purchase the lip balm at iliabeauty.com for $28. Number 6. Different Puzzles. Doing puzzles tickles the brain and aids in unwinding. These jigsaws hide surprises not shown on their boxes, lending to the extra triumphant finish. The quirky, fun illustrations range from sheep at a festival to canines dressed to the nines, and you can purchase the puzzles at differentpuzzles.com for $27. Number 7. Leaves of Leisure Tea. Cradling a steamy cup soothes the body and the mind, thanks to beneficial plant compounds and a rich sensory experience. The Four Seasons Tea Bundle from this woman-owned company is a wonderful gift for the season. It includes 4 brews in lovely canisters that star ingredients like hibiscus, tulsi, and ginger. And you can purchase the tea at leavesofleisure.com for $72. Number 8. Ambarella Organics Lollies. Satisfying treats are good for mental health. These suckers, made from botanical ingredients such as mint, lavender, and marigold, have only 5 grams of added sugar, and each stick can be planted to grow into a herb or flower related to the flavor of the lollipop. And you can purchase these lollipops from ambarellaorganics.com for $4. Number 9. Roomy Spices. These will be a welcome addition to the kitchen of any home chef, and using an array of seasonings helps make healthy meals exciting. The Roomy Spice Blend Collection, from a veteran-founded company, features 12 global blends, including Ethiopian Biber and Indian Garam Masala, all sourced from Afghan farms. Each purchase goes towards supporting the farmers and their community. And you can purchase the spices from rumispice.com for $110. Number 10, Amala Pro Yoga Mat. Newbies and seasoned yogis alike can find their zen with the Align Pro Yoga Mat. Made from eco-friendly natural rubber to help prevent sweaty slipping, it features alignment markers to help them flow through positions with proper form for a mindful experience. And you can purchase the yoga mat at omala.com for $115. Number 11. Blue Cove Preserves Fish. Watch all the foodies in your life go wild for this gourmet tinned branzino, a staple of Mediterranean cuisine. The tins feature flavors such as olive and fine herbs and piquillo peppers, created in collaboration with culinary experts. The pretty packaging makes them especially gift-worthy. And you can purchase them at bluecovefish.com, $34 for two. Number 12, Gardenuity Greenery. Indoor plants are great for well-being, particularly in the winter, when feel-good florals are scarce outside. These gardens are perfect for brightening up any space. Each set comes with no-fuss plants like succulents, as well as pretty planters and access to an app with watering reminders and mindfulness tips. And you could purchase the plants at gardenuity.com for $35. Moving on to our next article from the wellness section of Prevention Magazine, titled, The Biggest Health Breakthroughs of 2024. Our country may be divided about many things, but when it comes to our health, there is plenty for all of us to celebrate. Here, new tests, promising treatments, and important conversations, hello, menopause, to cheer for in the new year. By Merrill Davis Landau. Number 1. Encouraging news about GLP-1s. Why we're celebrating. The diabetes drugs that helped people shed pounds may do a lot more. In recent years, GLP-1 agonist drugs, Ozempic is one, have proven crazily successful at controlling diabetes and helping people drop weight. This year, it became clear that GLP-1s have many other health benefits too. The medicine, usually injected, has been so effective in lowering risk of heart attack, stroke, and death from heart disease that the FDA granted treatment approval of Wegovy for obese or overweight people with cardiovascular disease. The drugs may also reduce high LDL cholesterol, and a stream of studies out this year suggests possible benefits with regard to other conditions, including kidney disease, ovarian, colorectal, and other cancers, depression, and tobacco addiction. The maker of Ozempic has recently begun to study whether it helps reduce alcohol consumption too. Researchers are still testing out how these drugs affect so many parts of the body. Some benefits undoubtedly come from reduction of obesity, says Chun Su Yan, MD, PhD, a professor of anesthesia and critical care at the University of Chicago, who has researched the medicines. The drugs don't have widespread effects on different organs, but organs need to work harder in people who are overweight, he says. Others point to the lessening of dangerous systemic inflammation, a phenomenon documented in studies using mice. There may be other mechanisms of action for the drugs that are not yet known. All this excitement comes with caution. However, the drugs can increase risk of bowel obstruction, gallbladder problems, and pancreatic inflammation, and side effects can include diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting. They also can make hormonal birth control less effective. And while a recent study that followed subjects for 4 years found the drugs safe for most, studies have not been anywhere near long-term enough for drugs people may need to stay on for life, Dr. Yan says. Number 2. $35 drugs are finally here. Why we're celebrating? No one should have to choose between paying for food and getting needed medications. Cost of brand name prescriptions have been rising for years. The average drug price is now more than $300 per month, so any price cut is welcome. This year saw several as manufacturers slashed prices of some meds all the way down to $35, or the cost of a few movie tickets. This is great news for people with COPD or asthma, who can now pay only $35 for certain inhalers. And for people with diabetes, following last year's price cap for insulin for those on Medicare, some insulin brands now cost $35, even for uninsured folks and those with private insurance. Let's hope that this is a trend. Number 3. Menopause is a hot topic. Why we're celebrating. Removing this stigma will help millions of women get the help they need to feel better. I'm in menopause isn't something you usually hear celebrities boast about. But last spring, Halle Berry shouted this outside the U.S. Capitol as part of her quest to normalize a topic women have been silent about for too long. Oprah Winfrey, Maria Shriver, and Drew Barrymore, who narrated a hot flash on TV as she was having it, have also shared their personal stories in the past few years. Menopause even made it to the Super Bowl last winter in an ad touting Beoza, the non-hormonal drug that targets night sweats and hot flashes. Investors including Gwyneth Paltrow, Mindy Kaling, Demi Moore, and Amy Schumer are publicly backing companies that offer menopause-focused telehealth for women. Women are eager to learn more about the hormonal changes that can cause insomnia, brain fog, hot flashes, and dozens of other issues. There are effective treatments, especially hormone therapy, but symptoms currently go untreated with prescription medication nearly 40% of the time. We are a generation that won't tolerate suffering and want answers to our questions, says Mary Claire Haver, MD, author of the best-selling book, The New Menopause. Perhaps the most encouraging moment came earlier this year when a bipartisan group of women senators introduced a bill by which the government would spend $275 million to support menopause research and additional training for healthcare professionals. Number 4. Gene editing is changing lives. Why we're celebrating. A potential cure for sickle cell disease is just the first exciting step. Using chemical scissors to snip and edit parts of genes that cause disease sounds like science fiction, but it's very real. At the end of last year, the FDA approved the first gene editing technology to treat sickle cell disease, which affects more than 100,000 Americans, some 90% whom are Black. Casgevy therapy uses technology known as CRISPR/Cas9 to take blood stem cells from a person's body, edit the harmful DNA, and transplant the genetically modified cells back in. Most people treated so far appear to have been cured of the painful and life-shortening disease. CRISPR may eventually tackle a dozen other serious conditions. Studies are underway on how it may control or cure diabetes, cancer, autoimmune conditions, HIV, AIDS, chronic urinary tract infections, and dementia. Scientists are also seeing whether the technology might modify the health-determining organisms living in our gut microbiomes, as well as those in the earth, which could reduce greenhouse gas emissions and slow climate change. That would be a crowd-pleasing sci-fi ending. Number 5. The genome of all humans is finally getting mapped. Why we're celebrating. Scientists can use this data to zero in on disease risk and treatments for people of all races, genders, and ethnicities. With a majority of large-scale studies previously have been done on white men, scientists know an impressive amount about such guys' genes. But those of women and people of color? Not so much. It was big news when the National Institutes of Health, NIH, launched the All of Us Research Program to encourage underrepresented people to donate saliva or blood to be genetically sequenced. This year, the info has started coming in. People from marginalized racial and ethnic communities made up almost half of genetic sequences in All of Us's recent release. By including people from different ancestries who have different genetic backgrounds, we were able to observe many variants that other studies had missed, says Andrea Ramirez, MD, Chief Data Officer of the program. The sequence turned up in some 1 billion genetic variants, more than 275 million of them previously unknown. Thousands of outside researchers have begun combing through the data and have already used it to accurately predict the risk of diabetes in people of color. Doctors currently consider a person's sex and weight when prescribing some drugs, but in the future, we want to also adjust for how an individual's DNA impacts how a drug works, Dr. Ramirez says. Find out how to participate at joinallofus.org. Number 6. New options for colon cancer screening. Why we're celebrating. Finding easier ways to screen may save lives. Colon cancer is most curable when caught before it has spread, but a third of Americans, 45 and older, aren't up to date on recommended screenings. This is mostly because they are concerned about the complexity, inconvenience, and cost of a colonoscopy or don't want to face the ick factor of submitting a stool sample to a mail-in screening company. That's why gastroenterologists are thrilled about a new test, Shield, that requires only a simple blood draw. The blood test is not as comprehensive as a colonoscopy because, while it flags potential cancer, it doesn't find or remove polyps that might later become cancerous. Also, a colonoscopy is still needed if the blood test result is positive. But for people who would otherwise skip screening altogether, it could be a literal lifesaver. More good news. When you do go for your colonoscopy, preparation may become a little easier. A study published in March confirmed that the usual liquid diet patients must consume the day before colonoscopy could safely be replaced by low-residue foods, such as cooked chicken, eggs, and white rice. Currently, gastroenterology groups are working to change their guidelines. See a broth, gelatin, and day-long hunger. Alas, the laxative prep the night before is still a must. Number 7. Cannabis restrictions loosen up. Why we're celebrating. Researchers will have more freedom to study its potential health benefits. Finally, after years of dragging its feet, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration took steps to change marijuana from a stringent Schedule 1 classification to a looser Schedule 3. While cannabis remains illegal to grow, distribute, or dispense or possess on a federal level, the change, the first for the drug since current regulations were enacted in 1970, would make it easier for researchers to study the drug's potential health effects on humans. This could especially benefit those with chronic pain, depression, epilepsy, PTSD, multiple sclerosis, and other conditions for which early research on the effects of cannabis is promising. Moving on to the health section of Prevention Magazine, our next article is titled, What's Up with Random Whiskers? Chin, lip, cheek, a single wiry hair, or more than one, can grow in the most inconvenient spot, by Kayla Blanton. If you've woken up to discover an unwelcome hair sprouting out of your face, or noticed one in the rearview mirror when you have no tweezers, it happens. Here, what makes these whiskers grow and what you can do about it. Why is that hair here? It's normal to have soft peach fuzz on your face throughout adulthood, but terminal hairs, which are longer and thicker, tend to pop up or intensify during times of hormonal change, such as pregnancy and menopause. This most commonly happens on the chin and upper lip and the sides of the face, says Donna Hart, MD, of Westlake Dermatology in Cedar Park, Texas. The reason these unwelcome visitors may be prevalent in midlife. As the amount of estrogen in the body decreases, the relative amount of testosterone increases, and that stimulates facial hair growth, particularly of those dark whiskers, Dr. Hart explains. Oh, and they're not going to leave voluntarily. How to get rid of it? Dermaplaning. This method, usually done by a medical pro, shaves hairs using a medical-grade scalpel, says Somi Javid, MD, an OBGYN and the founder of HerMD. If you do it at home, choose a dermaplaning tool designed with safety in mind, such as Dermaflash Lux Plus. Make sure to keep the skin taut, use short strokes, and keep the tool at a 45-degree angle, going in the direction of the hair growth, says Marissa Garshick, MD, a New York City dermatologist. At-home hair removal. Options include waxing, tweezing, creams, and threading. Choose products labeled safe for facial use. Laser hair reduction. This is a great permanent choice, though hormones or other factors may cause new growth. It's less effective with lighter hair colors such as gray, red, and blonde, Dr. Javid says. Prescription meds. Dr. Hart says topical and oral prescription meds can slow down facial hair growth. These include spironolactone, typically prescribed to treat acne, and eflornithine cream. When to see a doctor. A few coarse hairs are totally normal and harmless. But if you are growing whiskers to an unusual extent, let your doctor know. Excess facial hair can be linked to adrenal disease, polycystic ovarian syndrome, or Cushing syndrome, says Dr. Javid. Our next article from the health section is titled, Challenge: Add More Joy to Your Winter. Happiness Doesn't Need to Fade with Daylight, by Caitlin Phoenix. Between the chaos of the holidays, shorter days, and colder weather, it makes sense that we may feel a bit blah and wiped out at times. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves to have the same amount of energy or interest as in other seasons, and that just doesn't really make any sense, says Carrie Leibowitz, PhD, a health psychologist and the author of the new book, How to Winter. There's a huge difference in daylight and temperature between summer and winter, and we are animals. That is to say, just as other mammals change their behavior in the winter, it makes sense for us to do so as well. But that doesn't mean hibernating like a bear until the trees bud again. Take these steps to make your winter happier and less stressful. Week 1. Savor positive, low arousal emotions. Joy isn't always the jumping up and down type. Look at winter as the season that provides more opportunities for slowness and stillness, says Leibowitz. Yes, you're going to go to the Christmas parties and have drinks and do high arousal things. But I think there's pressure to be sort of merry in an excited way that can sometimes feel at odds with our energy level and our resource level at this time of year. She suggests making time for activities that trigger feel-good, low arousal emotions. For instance, a cozy family movie night at home might invoke feelings of calmness, peace, contentment, and serenity, but won't zap all your vigor. Make winter special. Instead of morning beach days and backyard barbecues, expand on the fun things you do only in winter. Maybe you love your family's annual lock-up party, the secret Santa gift exchange you've had with college friends for the past 30 years. Baking cookies for your coworkers, or decorating the house with knickknacks from your childhood. Brainstorm ways to carry some of those activities into January and February. If you love Christmas baking, make Valentine's Day cookies, Leibowitz says. If you love all the socializing that happens around the holidays, host book clubs, dinner parties, video game nights, or other gatherings after the holidays are over. Week 2. Take advantage of the darkness. We often think of darkness as a really negative thing, but I think you can reframe that darkness as providing all sorts of opportunities for things that are actually better in the dark. For instance, she points out, research has shown that in darker contexts, we feel less inhibited and more creative. So if you're having friends over, keeping the lights low and eating by candlelight might make people feel more comfortable sharing and lead to better conversations and more bonding, she says. If you're a creative person, a writer, poet, painter, or musician, doing those things in low lighting can actually enhance your creativity. Step outside. Fresh air, contact with nature, and movement, all three are natural antidepressants, so they're going to make you feel more joyful, says Leibowitz. Bundle up for whatever weather you have and go for a 20-minute walk. If that's too ambitious, stand on the porch and drink your coffee. Once you're outside, it's usually much more pleasant than you thought it would be, she says. Your neighborhood may look totally different from how you usually see it. If it's light outside, you may notice frost on the trees or wildlife you've never paid attention to before. And if it's dark, there may be pretty holiday lights. There's a lot to be gained by going outside with a sense of curiosity at this time of the year and seeing what you encounter, says Leibowitz. Week 3. Attend parties with an open mind. Your family's annual Christmas party is coming up, but your aunts are nosy and your cousins are loud and you're exhausted. The holidays can be a really joyful time, and I think there's a lot of expectation that they'll be joyful. But also, for a lot of people, they're complicated, says Leibowitz. That said, often our anticipation and our anticipatory dread are not aligned with what the reality of the experience is going to be. Go there and be open to whatever happens and any small moments of joy or connection that you can find. Once you're at the party, you may remember how much you love the sweet potato casserole your grandma makes only in December, or be surprised at the presence of a favorite cousin who rarely flies across the country. And an exit plan. Before you arrive at any gathering, decide what your limits are. Maybe you'll commit to staying for 45 minutes and saying hello to a few key people. If it's terrible, you're allowed to go home. Or maybe you'll stay for an hour and then escape for a 15-minute walk before returning. Give yourself permission to do that and be like, I'm here, I'm doing it, and if I need a little break, that's okay. That doesn't mean that I'm not here, being with my family, says Leibowitz. Week 4. Plan a trip. If you're really feeling stuck after getting through the big holidays, a change of scenery with more sunlight might be just what you need. In fact, research has shown that having a vacation to look forward to can provide a happiness boost before you even get to your destination. On top of that, hotspots are usually less crowded and flights and hotels are cheaper in January and February compared with peak travel months. That's it for this installment of the Magazine Rack. I've been reading from the December 2024 edition of Prevention Magazine. I'm Emily. So long until next time.